I left it too low. We don't even have to pot it down. We can talk over it right now.
Oh, man.
I botched it.
Ow.
And if you want to know how much we care about professionalism, we're not going to go back because we lose that 8 seconds of killer material
we
just came up with.
We were just amazing. So,
all right, folks. Thanks again for listening to the Papa's Basement Show. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, joined by Eva Krikshin.
Hello.
She's on Twitter if you want to stalk her and find out what she looks like. She's a beaut, guys.
Aww. You're being so nice to me today. I'm not used to it.
Yeah. You're waiting for me to, like, kick you?
Yeah.
You're like a dog who's got a drunkard owner, and you're like, he's not kicking my ribs in.
Yeah.
He's not pouring beer into my eyes. What gives?
I'm just waiting for you to start insulting me.
Spot doesn't know that good old master is going to get fired today and come home very, very angry. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Mm-hmm. Go there for every episode we've ever done. Even the bad ones. Those bad ones at the beginning were so bad.
Especially the bad ones.
No, please. Go back couple hundred episodes. We've done 450, I think, at this point.
Jeez, this Louise.
This might actually be 450. Like, I know the guys that celebrate, like, their 10th. I kind of go in studio and I'm like, oh, this was our 5th anniversary. pretend it's a special show.
Yeah.
Pretend we did something big. But I think this up is 449 or 450.
That's nuts.
It's a lot of time. As my brother once said, he's like, cue Iron Maiden's Wasted Years.
You have to do it in his voice or it doesn't count.
Cue Iron Maiden's Wasted Years. I'm big balls. My balls are so full of testosterone. I went bald at age 4.
Eva, I made you this picture. 10 years from now, your mother's going to frame it and hang it up in your room.
Such a weird inside reference.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
But it is true. He did send you a weird just picture of you with that, just what was it? The Photoshop 1.0.
It was like
Maryland,
the Andy Warhol.
Yeah, the Andy Warhol, like, Maryland picture.
Yeah.
Just 4 different colors, 4 different frames.
Of me. And then my mom was like, this is amazing.
This is art. How did he make this? And what's his process?
Yeah. And then she framed it and it's...
I hit Control C, then I hit Control V 3 times.
What do you think about it, Pam?
Yeah. Pam, yes. He calls your mother Pam.
Yeah. Hello, Pam.
If you want to tweet us, and please do, we're very active on Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A. No apostrophe.
And I am at Orchard Eva.
Yes.
I apologize. I'm still kind of getting used to Twitter.
I told her all she needs to do is show off her jugs.
Yep. So there's going to be a picture of me naked, my jugs out, with 2 pasties of the Papa's Basement thing over my giant nipples.
I feel like I'm that evil photographer in Fame who gets the girl to strip down and she's crying and he's like, Trey Cherie, Coco, Trey Cherie, or something like that. Like, just, he's like going on. He's like, these are French art photos, baby.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. He's like, get artsier. And she knows that's like code for pull out her boobs. And she's just like, he's just, I think he's going, Trey Cherie, just over and over.
And that was my morning.
Yeah.
With you.
Explaining how Twitter works.
Yes. Explaining how Twitter works.
Weeping as you undress.
Yeah. You have to do this,
in
Eve.
In the station's dirty little lunchroom. Yeah. Dirty, it's not even a lunchroom. It's a kitchenette. That is the word we've been searching for all these years.
A kitchenette.
It's a kitchenette.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, God. The show's minutes, we're going to call them from now on. Let's do those really quickly. You can find us, in addition to going to the website and subscribing. What? You don't like the official thing? The show's minutes?
Minutes.
It's the, like, minutes of the show?
It's like, do we have a secretary, like, taking minutes?
Taking
here?
Minutes.
Hello, Ruth. Her name's Ruth.
Ruth, there's a mustard stain on your blouse. This is a professional company. Stop dressing like a pig, Ruth. We know your ovaries are dried and no one's going to mount you, Ruth.
Ruth, we get it that your daughter's unmarried and you'll never have grandchildren, but we don't care.
It's not an excuse to show off what you got left, Ruth. And that's a bit of an apple dumper, not going to lie. Still holding that together, Ruthie Poo.
Do you want me to leave you and Ruth alone?
Hold on. I'm going to throw a pencil and make Ruth pick it up without bending her knees. Go get it, Ruth. Atta girl. Yeah. I can whistle even worse than that. Do we really have 2 people that can't whistle in studio?
I can whistle.
Oh, I can't at all. Ah, look at you, show off. Here's me.
Do you blow in or blow?
I do
blow in or blow out?
I blow out, my lady.
Do you?
Yeah.
Try blowing in. No, I'm not very good.
Well, we're going to stop making people listen to us half whistle into the microphone.
Yeah, let's
now.
Stop doing that.
The show's minutes. Mm-hmm. You can contribute to my comic, a web comic, but we also make a physical comic called The Spookies.
Yeah.
Go just Google The Spookies Kickstarter. Also on In Papa's Basement, every post at the bottom for the last month has had the give us your money thing. But the Kickstarter has 7 days left. We've already like more than doubled the total, but still give us more money. Doesn't mean we don't want your cash. We can just turn it into like, I don't know, hamburgers and french fries the next time we go somewhere to sell the comic.
Yay.
Which we did this weekend, and I'll get to that story later.
Oh,
we
that's right.
Lovely Richmond, Virginia.
You
selling
and J.R.
the
Bear.
Spookies. Yes, me and artist. We have to call him Hobbs. That's his artist name.
Like Callan and Hobbs? Or?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool.
I was thinking Hobbs and Locke, but you're right. Why am I so stupid? Like, why would he have referenced Hobbs and Locke? He's not going by the artist name Nietzsche.
No.
He's into Calvin and Hobbes. Oh, I'm so dumb.
You are.
So effing dumb.
Bill Watterson.
Sometimes. Yeah. And you can also find the show on Stuff Dudes Like. They share it for us. Great stuff. Let's see. More Like Radio Network. They're awesome. They do almost like an old school guy talk lineup for the most part. Mm. Very fun if you look them up. And the sexy Misfits Podcast Network, hosted by the lovely Allie Janine.
She's gorgeous.
Lovelia.
She is lovelier.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Because I'm like absent-minded. I mashed her name together with lovely. That's the latest like little senility thing I'm engaging in.
What's going on?
And my last minute. I don't think that's how minutes work. You don't call them individual minutes.
I don't think so either.
Minute
this
four.
This is a bullet point.
Yeah, bullet point. There you go. Bullet point four. We need to apologize to your father, Thomas Crickson. Let's see if I have something cute.
Tommy.
Oh. Oh, look at that. Production. I froze a YouTube video. And now we have production. Tommy, I need to apologize. Last week, your daughter Eva told me that you got very hurt when I referred to you having a, quote, fat Lou Costello ass on the air.
You hurt his little feeling.
The song is saying what I couldn't say in person, Tommy. I'm sorry. So sorry. Yeah, Tommy doesn't have... Tommy's 70.
Well, he's 67.
Oh.
Let's not age him.
Thanks for getting me in trouble twice, bitch.
It's... Let's not age him because he's a little sensitivo about
it. Yeah, Tommy is not fat at all in the ass. Tommy's more of a Hank Hill.
Yeah. He's more of, I don't know. He looks, to me, he looks great. He's lost a lot of weight since we were younger. I mean, he was always a really big guy when we were younger. And mm-hmm. he's probably around 30 pounds lighter from when he was in his 40s.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, he runs on the treadmill every day, you know. Him and PK are very into the health, the exercise and the health. So.
Well, I just wanted to say, Tommy Crickson, I am sorry.
Oh, he loves you so much.
You have a lovely ass. I'll pinch it the next time I see you. I'll pinch it and I'll make you pick up the pencil.
You would probably go, hee hee hee.
You've got nothing. Ruth has nothing on you, my friend.
No. Shut up, Ruth.
Yes. All right. Let's get to the meat of the show.
Yes.
The minutes are done. My minute bullet points are done. I want to talk about the lovely weekend I had in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear more about that.
Isn't that the Confederate capital? Weren't we?
It was the capital of the Confederacy, yep.
There you go.
You're right.
You can still pay in Jefferson Davis bucks to this day down there. That alone makes me feel at home. No, I'm kidding.
Or a receipt from Sully Plantation.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's how business is conducted.
Yes. I went here.
Still a receipt by signature, and yes. We can pay in bales of cotton. God. That's what you say when you're rich down in Richmond. You say, I'm in high cotton, because they haven't moved past 1840.
And you have to hold your suspenders and go, I'm in high cotton.
Yeah, no boll weevils hit me this year.
I'm in high cotton.
And then you smack them down on your nipples,
which
is something I need to do, because I have weirdly hard nips that show through my t-shirts all the time. I need to just spend 6 hours a day smashing them down like twin whack-a-moles with a pair of suspenders.
No, I'm just staring at them.
Yeah. Then I won't look like a pregnant pit bull. I just have dog nipples. I have dog mom nipples.
What's up, dog nips?
Yeah. You know how that works? Like
hashtag dog nips.
Yeah, until they have puppies, you can't really tell the difference unless you flip them over and look at the undercarriage. And then everyone's like, what are you doing? Why are you staring at my dog's genitalia?
I know.
I'm like, oh, I was just curious. But after they have the puppies, oh my God.
Yeah, they're kind of like snossages.
Yeah, oh, it's great. They all have...
It's not the most attractive thing, I'll admit that. I had a girl dog, no, Cinnamon.
It looks like 8 Farrah Fawcett's lined up.
Yeah, it really does.
You just want to put them in that little orange one piece.
Well, I remember I used to, when I had Cinnamon, my dog, I used to joke around. I was like, is there any way we can like surgically remove her nipples? Because they're so
ugly. Just
take
a nail file. Just like,
right.
Yeah.
Just kill the dog.
No, I'm not saying cleave them off like machete style. I'm saying just like file 1/8 inch of nip skin.
They can't help it.
And after a month, she'll be nip free.
They can't help it.
Oh, they have. It looks like just 8 little wieners hanging off.
It does.
So bad.
Like if you cut like the very end of a hot dog off.
Yeah, it's like if I went swimming in the rivers of Richmond and came up with like 6 more leeches on my belly, that's what a pregnant dog or a dog that's had kids looks like.
All right, tell me about Richmond.
Leech Town.
Yeah, you pregnant dog.
Leech Town, America. Jerry Hobbs, sorry.
Hobbs.
Hobbs. God, I hated that. Hearing him go, well, I go by Hobbs. I was like, shut up. No one knows who you are. Just use your Christian name. God's sake. Hobbs. Ugh.
Hobbs.
Yeah, I'm Papa. Ugh. Hate it. I have to just shorten my Twitter name, not because, like, I don't know, I just don't want my customers finding me. Like, Googling John Papa Giorgio, president of Hercules Safe and Lock, and then I'm just...
Oh, I thought you meant the women that you...
No.
Pleasure for money.
Oh.
That's your other job.
Well, I do have a side name for that one. Jamal. Women get very disappointed when I come to the door.
When you knock.
Like, you are not what I expected you to be.
Jamal.
No wonder those photos were so shadowy. And in one of them, you were cosplaying a ninja with sunglasses on.
All right, Richmond.
Richmond.
You and Hobbsies.
Yeah. Hobbs and I went down for VA Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm very torn.
With the spookies.
Yes, we were promoting. I got to promote Papa's Basement on the side, and we actually got 2 new listeners already.
Woo!
Yes, Johnny Townsend, son of Pete, rock royalty we got here. He's not really related. Just pretend, though.
Everyone just pretend.
Yeah, I should be playing the opening notes of Won't Get Fooled Again, but I don't, want to get sued again. Yes. So Johnny Townsend of the Into Oblivion podcast, he's doing his own thing and he does comic stuff too, but he found me and he's cool. Like, hey, I met you Saturday. I'm like, I remember you. And then, Algin Strickland. We have to give Algin's last name too, because there's so many Algins.
I know.
He's our 8th Algin.
I have like 6 in my family.
Algins?
Yeah.
Algin correction?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty like, you know, regular name.
It is.
Don't you think?
It is. That was actually my first prostitute name. Before Jamal, I was Algin.
And they were guessing that you were going to be like some Hitler youth coming in. They're like, wow, you really don't look like your picture.
Yeah, it was a contraction of all get it in you.
Oh. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for not just groaning.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So we went down to the Virginia Comic Con, and I, despite being, I guess I'm more dork. I don't know what the hell I am, in all honesty. I guess I look kind of geeky. I like some sports stuff. I can be anti-overly geeky crap. Like, I'm into the geek stuff that I like, and then other geek stuff, I feel like Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. And I'm like, that's disgusting. Nerd. Punch someone. Like, I love fetishizing the Nintendo crap I played as a kid.
Oh my God, the Amiibo.
Yeah, I have little Amiibo statues.
Drag me to.
Oh yeah, every time we go to Target, I'm like, let's see if there's a rare Amiibo on the shelf. They are the little Nintendo Skylanders.
Yeah, anytime we go to Target, anytime we go anywhere and there's a GameStop, you're like, I need to go see if there's an Amiibo.
Yeah, I need to see if there's a rare used Amiibo.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to do when we go down to Potomac Mills today?
Oh,
we're going to look at some Amiibos.
Why?
Just shut up. Just shut up before I'll get it in you. I like that crap, and although I'm not big into it, I'm still, I have like a Magic Online account. I got into Magic Online, though, because I hated being around Magic players. I'm like, you're all fat, smelly, and gross, and I never want to be around people like you, but I like this game. So, again, my nerd crap is very limited. Right. Outside of like some video game crap and the Magic Online, which kind of is video gaming, I'm not big into nerd stuff, man. I don't get like getting all worked. Like I've gotten to the point I hate the Marvel superhero movies.
Oh, do you?
Oh, they're played out. Okay. Oh, they're played the hell out.
Like the new Avengers, you're not into that?
No.
No.
It's just all a big commercial for the next one.
Right.
I feel like a brother. Like, back when, like, Shaft and Superfly came out, and you're like, finally, a movie for me. And then, like, 10 years later, it's like, Son of Blackula 14. You're like, oh, okay, this is played the F out.
Right.
Like, I'm going to go watch Arthur. That's I know Dudley Moore's white as ass. I don't care.
I love Michael Caine. Get me in there.
Yeah, that's just some good stuff. Yeah, so we, I go down kind of like, I'm not going to like a lot of the comic stuff. Hobbs Jerry Hobbs, mm-hmm. Finkel is Einhorn. He's into that stuff for the most part. Like, he'll take breaks every hour and be like, I'm going to do a lap and see what I want to buy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so he's super into it.
He loves it a lot. You know what I like at comic conventions?
What?
Cosplaying broads. Girls that dress like comic characters.
Got it.
Holy God, do I like that.
I bet you do.
I just, there was a, let's
see. Did you have a chubberoo the whole time?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Let's not act like I can sustain an erection for any amount of time anymore. But it was like a little half-mast thing.
Yeah. Just like a slight salute.
Yeah.
Like,
like, you know when you've got a sleeping pet? And you're yes. rubbing them, and you're like, wake up. And they kind of like open one eye, and then they just roll over on their other side. That's about what my penis can do now. He's never going to be a dog anymore at the door, like, rawr, 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 like barking at the mailman. He's just kind of that lazy 12-year-old bloodhound that, like, there's a knock at the door, and now just looks up with his, like, drooping face. Yeah. It's like, this is all you're getting out of me.
His red eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
They can finally take the beware of dog sign off.
Yeah.
Off the front door.
This is my maximal activity level.
Is that how your dog talks?
Yes.
This is my maximum activity level.
I'm not droopy dog. Actually, that would be a great voice for my penis. Are we done yet? I'm tired.
My vagina would just be chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Kathy yes. vagina.
I don't need a man.
Droopy would go, you pushed me 3 times into that scary place. I'm done. Fooey.
Fooey.
Why am I in this bag? I can't breathe in here.
I can't look at you while you do that face.
Because my cheeks puff up.
Yes. Okay, go back to the hot girls you saw at the Comic-Con.
There were some girls there, and Algin and Johnny, who I met both of them at the Comic-Con, yes. will back me on this, because if you want to act like you weren't checking out ass the whole time, guys, that's fine. Don't have my back, but I thought we were brothers. I thought we were in this together. There was a girl who was cosplaying Poison Ivy, who was just this, like if you saw her on the street, you'd be like, oh, what a skinny little, you know, whatever. I know you love hearing this. You're like, this skinny girl who was too skinny turned out to have TNA once she got half naked.
You know, like, how annoyed I get. When you're so like, annoying.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for that bitch. Sarah Jessica Parker turned out to have closet C cups. Oh, bully for her.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there was a gorgeous Poison Ivy who was walking around with a Link, a guy that was dressed as Link from Legend mm-hmm. of Zelda.
Yeah.
And at first you're like, I want to kill him. Because he looks like Richard. If you've never seen Silicon Valley, He looked like the lead, who I believe is called Richard, from Silicon Valley.
I know who the lead of Silicon Valley is, and he's horrendous.
He was a dead ringer for that guy, except that guy looked like The Rock in his heyday. Like, that guy dressed... the guy on Silicon Valley might as well be going, "Can you smell..." versus this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
what The Rock is
cooking. He would pummel this guy, yeah. And millions, and millions! That is Silicon Valley versus this guy.
Ugh. And that guy is so horrendous.
He is walking around with a girl where you're like, I want to be the green paint smeared on your boobs. Can I be reincarnated as that?
As like, the green paint?
Yeah, she was just really, really cute. Then she came in later as like a Harley Quinn from Batman.
I know.
Or, yeah, Joker's sidekick broad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you aren't even nearly as hot as that. So, I don't know. My wiener has a lot to figure out.
Yeah, but you also...
As
you just
Ivy,
as,
she was great.
You just as a man have a lot to figure out.
Well, I know where it likes to go.
But, like, why can't she just be a beautiful person? Why does she have to be dressed as Poison Ivy? To be a beautiful person.
Maybe I'm more into comics than I think. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Like, I guess just showing off skin. There's just something to be said for looking... And again, I'm not saying this in like a go out and rape them kind of way. I've read Cosmo once or twice. You can't rape the girls anymore.
Oh my God.
Can we, Ruth? Can we?
Ruth is now crying into her chocolate cake.
That was the 80s, Ruth.
Working on
Yes,
man.
Yes, and so did no. Walk it off.
You're Dabney Coleman to her.
Yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
We now triple match your 401k contributions, Ruth. Why do you think that is? Because I'm Charles' father. I said it. I acknowledged it in front
I
of you.
I said
after
it
all
to
these
you,
years.
Reggie.
What? I killed them all. Of course I killed them all. Is this thing on? I peed on the wire. God bless you. Robert, what's his face?
Durst.
I wanted to say Robert Wool. Arliss was bad, but Robert Wool doesn't deserve to be killed. Called a murderer. So there was that. And then there was a sexy Jigsaw.
I don't know Jigsaw.
Jigsaw is from Saw with the little white makeup with the little red kind of spirals on his cheeks. You've seen a picture of Jigsaw before.
Oh, I'm sure I have. I've never seen those movies.
I saw one with a girl I was trying to bang, and after I saw that one, I was just like, I never want to touch you. That's a joke, but I still wanted to screw her. But she ruined the mood that night. Here, you can come around and take a look at Jigsaw. Or I'll turn the monitor. That'll shut it off. Oh, thank you for... Here, I'll put it on my phone. Here, look at me, forward-thinking John.
So she was a sexy...
Not like really tease out, but she was just like a petite brunette.
Okay.
In like little white tights and crap and kind of wearing like a short skirt and junk. And I don't know, man. She was just a good looking broad dressed as Jigsaw. There you go. See that little weird face?
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah. Ooh. And I liked that. I would also have married Poison Ivy and Jigsaw. I would have proposed to right there.
Who else?
There was a woman dressed as Phoenix who had a nice dumper. Nice plumper dumper.
Nice turd cutter.
Yeah.
Which one's Phoenix again?
I think it's like a persona that Jean Grey... See, even this is nerdy. Like Jean Grey, who's Cyclops' woman, at one point she gets like all powerful and she becomes Phoenix. And there's a chick dressed like Phoenix who had a nice ass.
Cool.
So my point is, there's something that I love. Like, my friend Jerry is kind of like, I don't want to say asexual. Like, he's married and has a kid, so he knows where the wiener goes. Like, I don't have to explain that part to him. But he isn't like, I don't know. I feel like a Tex Avery cartoon at these things. Like, these women walk by, and I'm a cartoon wolf. Like, with a hard-on pounding out of my pants.
A cartoon what?
Cartoon wolf.
Okay.
Oh, did I say it wolf?
Yes.
Or something? Whatever. You love... crapping on my pronunciation. Like, you because of you, I no longer say roof and I say roof.
Good, you should.
And I say, thanks to my friend Aaron, I say water instead of water.
Yeah,
W-U-D-D-E-R, water, wooder.
If your mother had a sister, how would you address her?
That can go either way.
No.
For me, it depends on the day. She's either an aunt or an aunt.
No, aunt. Aunt.
Aunt?
Yes.
Aunt.
Auntie.
I hate it. So yeah, I have a very different experience at these things compared to him. He's just like,
look
at all these rare comics. And I'm like, God, that delicious whore, I love you.
No, it's just, it's two different experiences.
Yeah.
You know, like he's there for one reason. And I wonder how much that has to do with him being married with a kid versus maybe he just loves being at those types of things and getting comics.
I think without a girl in the mix, he would still be way more into the comics.
Right, right.
Where I would just be like, look at the goddamn ass on Psylocke. And just like, you know, I'd buy one comic so I could pretend read it the whole time.
Like, would you cut a hole through it? And like,
yeah,
hold
exactly.
It up? Whoa.
Yeah, I would just get like an Archie.
I love Archie comics.
Cut out Archie and Jughead's faces on the cover. And just
Reggie and Veronica and Betty. I had so many Archie comics growing up.
Yeah, I would walk around like a painting in an episode of Scooby-Doo. Just with an obvious erection. Parents would usher their kids around me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that is why I like these Comic Cons. And they're hit or miss. Like, they always have, you know, they always have ass. So that part's good. But sometimes, like, people like your work. The Spookies is kind of scatological. I think that means poop humor.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. I do a good job writing it, but some of it's dirty.
Okay.
And sometimes you feel a little weird having to explain that because, like, comic humor, a lot of guys are into, it's just very lighthearted if they're into humor at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't like a ton of the gross out humor, poop humor.
Got it.
It's usually they like serious comics with like guys that look like they don't, as a how
okay.
I put it. They're
I
like
get what
big
you mean.
Muscular dudes battling it out for the fate of the universe. And if they do get into comedy, for whatever reason, a lot of times it isn't like Howard Stern-esque type stuff.
Got it.
The raunch level. But
so they don't really understand that kind of.
Well, maybe they just understand. They're like, oh, I get it. This is stupid.
Oh,
that could be it. Yeah. But Richmond, God bless Richmond, Virginia. My favorite place on earth.
Ugh.
Don't heaven. Don't ugh the Garden of Eden.
Whatever.
We'll have this discussion in a moment, young lady. I love Richmond, and the people of Richmond came through in a big way. Like, everyone that walked by dug the comic. And we sold some comics. A lot of people, we already got a couple people into the show who are like, I listened over the weekend and enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
But a lot of people dug the radio thing that I was bringing to the table. But do you want to know the biggest deal of the whole convention? I'm not exaggerating. Who was a bigger hit than any girl with her tees out and her ass out?
What?
Hobbs Jerry Hobbs has a Snarf from Thundercats puppet that he made by hand. Snarf is this annoying, like, weird cat with a dinosaur tail thing. Yeah. He just goes, Snarf!
That's amazing.
Snarf! And he's just, like, fearful of everything, I think.
So yeah.
Like, you know, don't open the door. I heard a Puerto Rican accent. You know, Snarf! Snarf is just a coward. He made it by hand.
That is so cool.
And people lost. Like, Jerry must have felt like he had four breasts. Like, big Dolly Parton, Total Recall, one on top of the other style.
Just boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, people were loving it.
Oh, he put out a jar that just said tips for Snarf.
That's awesome.
People were walking around going, do you have change for a 20? I want to give a 5 to Snarf.
Aw.
And this is where...
I love that.
This is where I have no imagination, Eva, and other people really can get into it. Like, I can't tell you how many girls were like, can I be next to Snarf? And I, of course, as soon as I saw it took off, I was like, well, that's the focus of our table.
Yeah.
And so I just start screaming at people, like, get a selfie with Snarf. And people just... I mean, one after another, we're sitting down on a chair. We set up next to Snarf, taking pictures with Snarf, kissing Snarf on the cheek, having conversations with Snarf. Mind you, Jerry's sitting there with his arm up this puppet's ass. There's no mystery. This isn't like talking to Kermit you know, on like some video game screen where you can, you know, you don't have to use your imagination to pretend Kermit's a real thing. Like, Jerry's right there. You have to intently focus and lose yourself in fantasy.
Lose yourself in Snarf.
Yes. Everyone was doing it.
That's amazing.
This is where I would just be like, I'm talking to a weirdo with a puppet. What the hell would I do with that? Like, if I walked by and I saw like a Super Mario Brothers puppet, I wouldn't go, what's up, Mario?
It's a Mario. Yeah.
And the guy
It's a me. Mario.
Does that every time. And I'm like, what's Bowser like? No.
I don't know.
It's me, Mario. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
Do that in response to every question. Okay. How do you and Luigi get along?
It's me. A Mario.
Oh, that's hilarious. What's it like eating a power mushroom?
It's me, a Mario.
I wouldn't do that because I'm not missing half of my brain.
Yeah.
And yet people were just like, what? They ate it up.
I love that, though. And giving you money, I hope.
Tons of loot.
Good.
I think the tip jar had like 25 bones in
and
it
you
or
sold
something.
Some comics? And
we sold some, but like the big money maker was like
was
people
Snarf.
Walking up to the stupid Snarf puppet and engaging it like it was real.
Oh, I love that, though. I'm so glad you guys like made money and people are going to remember that. That's awesome.
They're good. I'm talking nothing. There were some stunning women there. And there was like a costume contest at the end where all these girls got to shake their ass. I love how I just like boil it down to a wet t-shirt contest with some paint.
Of course.
Just like, yeah, these girls that put 80 hours into their costume. These these pieces of coos. Shuck it. Yeah, so these girls were all lined up doing their costume thing, and someone comes out of that circle on the other end of the venue, which, by the way, was lovely, air-conditioned, spaced out. You know, a lot of these people, you know, just a lot of guys in general. I'm not even going to, like, single out the nerd community, although I do remember Magic tournaments where I would, like, vomit because people just had BO and didn't give a damn.
God.
And that can happen. Like the Baltimore Convention Center where we did the convention they had last year, the AC was broken and it smelled like a slaughterhouse.
Ew.
To use my Simpsons vocab, an abattoir. The cows were slaughtered in the abattoir.
In the abattoir.
This place was air conditioned, spaced out. No stinks of any kind.
No BOs.
So there's this big circle on the other end of the convention center. And a guy comes running out and he's like, Snarf, Snarf, you have to get in on the costume contest. It wasn't like the pretty girl in the corner, like, hey, young Dolly Parton, who's cosplaying White Queen, you get over here. Nope. Had to make sure Snarf was part of the costume contest.
Oh, my God.
And so Jerry got to do like a little catwalk turn with his puppet on his hand. And everyone's like, yeah, Snarf. like Jimi Hendrix came back from the dead. Do Star Spangled Banner one more time.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, even
awesome.
Being next to that was nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like Gretchen Wiener. Like, I know I'm not the prettiest mean girl, but I was just part of the group. And even that kind of collateral attention was enough for me.
And your dad invented toaster strudel. That's so cool, though. I'm so glad you guys, like, got noticed and...
Oh, Snarf got noticed. I swear to God, he just needs to make, like, if this wouldn't infringe on every copyright ever, he just needs to make, like, a Snarf thing. Like, he could sell Snarf anything with this Snarf puppet.
Wow.
He could sell, like, Snarf butt plugs and straight guys would be like, I'd take 80. Here's Snarf poison. Eat a ton and kill yourself.
That was my butt plug noise.
That's how they work. They because you're always about to fart. So when you shove a butt plug in,
it just goes.
Yeah, because the gas is escaping the whole time against the plug.
Exactly.
You sound like a deflating balloon, like a balloon that you've just pulled the sides of, and it's going. It's that whistle. That's how butt pluggery works. I heard you poo-poo Richmond a little. Have you even been to Richmond?
I've been there once.
Affordable heaven on earth where I could buy a house for like $80?
I have been there once when my brother went to the National Geography Bee.
Oh, really?
When I was a young child.
Along with Milhouse, Van Hooten, Nelson Muntz, Bart Simpson, and Martin Prince.
No, I don't. You know what? I should not boohoo Richmond because I don't know it well.
Yeah,
enough.
It's only Detroit prices with Southern hospitality. I'm kidding about that. Detroit is cheap as hell.
I like how you say Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
I have a friend who lives in Detroit. Good old Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah likes the show a lot. I believe when she came to D.C. a couple months ago to see Stephen King, she spent on like 3 nights in a hotel what her mortgage is. And she was not staying at the Ritz-Carlton. She was at like a little $89. We have HBO and ESPN.
Yeah, but that shows you what a good city is by how expensive it is.
No, not always. There's bargains out there.
That's why I miss New York.
Oh, New York. You're a New York girl. Is that it?
I lived there for 12 years.
It grows every time I ask that figure. How long was it really?
I lived there from when I was 19 to 30.
How's that 12, first of all?
Oh, is that 11?
Yeah, but you used to say 10, and now it's up to 12. Pretty soon you'll be like, I was born at Beth Israel.
I moved there when I was 19, and I left when I was 30.
Okay. All right.
So 11, excuse me.
10, potentially 11 years in New York City.
11.
All right.
Let's go 11.
I'll round up for you.
I don't think about...
Why do you like New York so much? Every time I go there, I just see moody people. They're either pissy or they're obviously rich, which makes me just want to punch them right there. I'm like, you silver spoon son of a bitch.
First of all, like... Why do you dislike rich people?
Because they have money.
Because you're jealous?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they were born with a silver spoon while I have a mother that sucks at my dog nipples, blowing my money right through it.
What if they're rich, like, out of their own volition? What if they made themselves rich?
I don't hate that so much. But these are, like, 20-year-old kids. And I'm like, unless you invented Instagram, here's my ass, get licking.
I don't know. New York is just, to me, it's the greatest place in the world. It just it's different than anywhere else.
I've never been to a city where I have heard multiple occasions, pretty much every time I'm there, well, we're in the best city in the world. How up your own ass can you get?
I mean, obviously, I'm not far enough up my own butt.
I'd pay to watch that.
Me
as
go
you
up
try
my
to,
own butt.
Yeah, as you try to human centipede yourself.
All right, Ruth, come here.
Yeah. Ruth! Ruth, sit on her shoulders. Help her bend, Ruth.
I love that a bartender in New York can make more than a freaking real estate agent here. I love that.
That's money. You can make money anywhere. A porn star in the Valley can also make a lot of cash.
I'm saying what I love.
Okay.
You don't need to compare it to other things.
So you like being a bartender.
Not having to drive. I know that everyone here thinks driving is just the most amazing thing in
the
world.
No, we hate it, but we don't see an alternative.
But
in the DC
I don't understand, like, going. So I go to the Greenbrier Shopping Center with my dad, and we go to Giant to get avocados.
Mm-hmm.
And we park the car, go inside, and then we have to go to CVS to pick up something there.
Yeah, which...
And we drive...
For those that aren't familiar with the Greenbrier Shopping
Center.
There's
three stores in between.
The world famous Greenbrier Shopping
Center. But there's three stores in between the Giant and the CVS, and he feels the need to get in the car and move it closer to the CVS.
I would almost invariably... I would have that thought. I would fight it because I'd be like, how fat are you, John? But I know where he's coming from.
Why?
Because
just walk over.
We do not come from a walking place.
Walk over to the CVS and then walk back to your car.
I mean, it's like if you lived in a place called Hammertown and then you saw a screw, you'd be like, oh, look at that fancy headed nail I have to hammer in. It wouldn't occur to you to use a different tool. When you never walk anywhere, you're like, oh, what a great short distance car ride this is going to be. And you'll drive, no joke, across 8 parking spaces and park there.
It takes more time to do that.
You could not be more correct. I will never argue with you on this one. You have a completely accurate, correct point.
Like, it just takes more time to do. I don't understand. I love not driving. I love the theater.
You come from Screw Town.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, that's a screw. We'll screw it in. That's how you see walking distance here and there. Like, you, I had some business earlier today across the mall, and you're like, I'm going to walk there. And I'm not going to lie. When you said that, I was like, you proposed walking the Sahara. I was like, are you sure you don't want me to pick you up? But in truth, you're walking, what, a tenth of a mile? If?
I mean, my parents think I'm absolutely crazy for walking everywhere here.
Yeah.
They think I'm nuts.
Because to a lot of kids, you have to understand, in the suburbs, like, you didn't grow up here, but you walk when you're a kid, and you can walk, like, you know, what, mile, 2 miles, something like that. And once you get the car, that's sweet freedom here. We didn't have mass transit. Like, in New York, like, by age 10, if you're a roustabout, and age 14-ish, I guess, if your parents can trust you.
A roustabout.
Yeah, you can hop. I like that. Even as a kid in New York, you have freedom out the ass. It's not like they're going to say, you got to be, it's not a roller coaster. You don't have to be yay tall to get onto the New York subway.
Right.
Like, you can go crazy. If I'm a weird little kid, why did I say weird? If you're young John Papa Giorgio and you want to get the hot new Amiibos or like Super Nintendo when it comes out, I can hop on a subway and get to the Nintendo store, the huge mothership that they have in Manhattan. I will get mugged on the way home, but I can buy the thing at least. I can get there on my own before Jamal, who I used as my porn name.
Yes.
It was you, Jamal. You.
I don't know. I just love that there's a sense of urgency in New York. Everything is quick. Everything is go, go, go. And I enjoy that.
There's a lot of that here. I guess it isn't as omnipresent as you like.
There is not here. Everything is slow. I don't want to talk to the person that's bagging my groceries. I want them to do it quick and efficiently. And I say thank you. And then I go.
Okay. I'll stop you on that one. I'm gonna debate you a little on this one.
Okay.
I'm not saying we're New York quick here, but we have more in common with New York than we do like the South, because I will go even 40 minutes like south of us. Like, I have friends that live there and I'll make that trek there. I will lose my mind because, yes, conversations are had in line here. We have like a shred of it. And if you want to engage the person, they will engage you. But we've got enough like immigrants who just come from cultures where you're packed in like sardines and you know, robotically avoid eye contact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants. I knew it was them.
Get your ass back to Eurasia.
Yeah. I feel we are more New York than we are the Deep South in our immediate area. We are more business. I know what you're saying in New York. Like, when I was driving there over the summer, I mean, I felt like people for sport were honking at me if I wasn't in third gear by the time the light hit green.
Absolutely.
Here, depending on the driver, they might sleep through the entire cycle. I would say 80% of the time, they'll give you 3 seconds before a honk. New York, it was just like green. Yeah. And I was like mid-sentence with my girlfriend. And I'm like, as my foot is going to the pedal, I just hear brrr. And, like, I would just flip the bird immediately.
Doesn't she get, like, skittish in cars, too?
Like, oh, yeah.
Was she freaking
out? You have to
out?
Understand, yeah. Like, because I would flip out on the people behind me.
She'd be like,
yeah, and I would just scream out the window, like, F your mother and stuff. Like, she, the whole time, is terrified by them, terrified by me.
Yeah.
No, she's like a four-week-old kitten.
Aww.
And I'm just standing above her, smashing glass with a pot. Just clang, smash, clang, smash. And the cat's just pissing itself uncontrollably. Like, what's going on? That's my girlfriend. Just an innocent little puffball of a being.
Oh, she's like a little marshmallow.
Oh, yeah. Just traumatized by the angry...
Her giant ape boyfriend.
Yeah, the bridge-dwelling troll that she's bedded. That
well.
She's cast her love. Well, bedded past tense.
So. Yes. I don't know. I just love it. It's just the best place ever. You can get up at 2 a.m. and go see a movie. You can go see a play. You can go see a comedian.
There's something going on all the time in New York.
All the time.
Do you feel in some ways, though, that can lead to an unhealthy lifestyle?
Was that like a trick question? Why do you think I'm back here? Jeez. No, I was so, I was so healthy while I was in New York.
Yeah, exactly. You do your 2 a.m. movie and then go out for yoga lattes.
Go out for yoga and then no, of course. It's completely unhealthy. See, and it's not a good place for someone like me to live. And I realize that now I'm back here and I'm very happy and I just miss it.
Here is why Richmond just hits me in all the right places.
Okay.
First of all, it's cheap enough where you can see people doing like the Bohemian Artist Collective. Like just 10 guys will rent out a townhouse that costs $1,100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And all these bums have to come up with is a Ben Franklin.
That's awesome.
That's it. The rest of their money can go to their horse. And I don't mean like Trigger. Nothing for that.
Their horse?
Sweet Lady H. Heron.
Oh, there's a lot of heroin down there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of white kids with tattoos. A lot of scenester stuff. Yeah. Oh, you're glinting at that.
I love tattoos.
Okay. It is, I believe... I don't know if this is something that just Richmond friends told me. It was like per capita the most tattooed place in the country at one point.
Oh, wow.
I think a lot of what Richmond had has been exported to other hipster communities.
Okay.
Like what we consider hipster and scenester now in like Portland, Seattle, stuff like that. That was like Richmond crap from like the mid-90s, early 90s. I mean, they were really ahead of that curve.
Okay.
Heroin, too. They were big into the heroin a long time ago. So, again, give them kudos for that.
Yeah.
Everyone is not so much the overly chatty, annoying friendly like you described. Like, I don't wear, you know, the person at the Giant in the Greenbrier Mall, the world famous Giant in Greenbrier Mall is like, whoa, tampons, not pregnant this month, are you?
No, I'm not. Not pregnant again. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. But down in
chocolate,
Richmond...
Chocolate!
All right, Kathy Crichton. But in Richmond, like, there's just people who are nice, especially like, okay, I'm a guy, and this might be the big difference. Yeah, I was. This might be the big difference as a dude versus being a girl. You're a girl, you're going to get approached pretty much anywhere. Like, especially you were a bartender for a long time. Guys are like, the bartender's engaging me. I got a shot with that. Because even the guys that don't know how to engage, once the ice has been broken, sometimes they will engage. That's all they needed. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of that guy. Like, to this day, I suck at a cold introduction. Like, I just don't have the stones to walk over and be like, I've been ogling your camel toe from across the room for 2 hours. John Papa Giorgio Esquire, how do you do? But if someone's like, hey, this is Cheryl. Cheryl, this is John. Then I'm good. That's all it takes. But I still haven't figured out that one little.
The one little. Okay. Yeah.
So that's why you as a bartender, I think, just got tons of attention. Because everyone, you had to interact with them. And as soon as that happened, they're like, I think she likes me. I think she has DTFMD. The last words are, my dick.
You're so right, though.
Yeah. Trust me, I know how this works.
Yeah. Now,
Richmond, really, really, like, cute girls. Like, the little, you know, quirky, I have, like, a tattoo of Betty Boop on my calf type crap. Will just walk up to even me, slobbish me, when I was really not trying to look attractive. Like, I was just crashing with my buddy Aaron down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, we're just friend zoning it up. So I'm, like, you know, pretty much walking out my Tony Soprano robe to get the paper like he does at the start of every season.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm really talking cute girls. But not, like, I put a lot of work into this hot, like, you need to make Tom Brady money to sniff my farts.
Yeah.
Like, cute girls would be like, hi there. Like, really excited to engage you. And I'd be like, ah! You know, and just would scamper away. Yeah. Like Meatloaf in the I Would Do Anything for Love video. Where,
but I won't do that. Yeah,
just where I have my goblin makeup on. And the pretty girl's, like, reaching for me. And just like,
What do you think that is?
Run. I don't know.
That he won't do.
Probably getting pegged. Something like that.
He would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
Yeah. Cucking.
Do you think it's going downtown?
That would be great.
That's what it meant.
That's the Brothers Rap remix. I ain't doing that ass.
I would do.
Ain't down for that ass.
Ain't down for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, meatloaf, son.
So as a guy who, like, in D.C., in Maryland, and in Northern Virginia, it's like war. Like, you are viewed as such a weirdo if you, like, are the guy that walks over to another group in a bar or having dinner or something like that, and you're just like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, no one will engage you. Then you'll walk off, and the whole subject in their circle for the rest of the night is like, can you believe that effing freak that walked over and said hi? I know. What the holy hell? And then you're just like texting each other under the table about it the whole night.
But
like,
in Richmond, that's fair hat. That's fair game.
Like, people will talk to each other and you're not a creep. It's just like, cool, let's shoot the breeze. Like, there are people down there who are just out to have a good time. And if someone wants to join their good time, more good time. We do not have, and New York is a magnified version of what we have here.
I
feel.
But see, I disagree. Okay. You've never lived in New York. I mean, you.
No, the most time I logged in New York was when I was like 23, 24, I had a girlfriend that went to school at St. John's, and like, I went there a lot of weekends, but like, I was there really like post 9/11 New York. So maybe people were all like skittish and weirded out.
Huh, you never called me.
I was busy with a girlfriend that gave me sex. back when I could really perform, back when like I believed rap lyrics were real, and like, you know, RZA as Bobby Digital was like, you know, I give it to my side piece 3-4 hours, and I was like, I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna give it to my side piece 3-4 hours.
Yeah, and like I would really rail out my chick like until she was out of wetness, not to get too graphic.
Oh,
and I'd be like, that's a day, that's a wrap, folks. And then we would have to like
now I'll call Eva.
Yeah, then drag ourselves to the vending machine to get Gatorade because it felt like we would die. Felt like we were taking bong rips of lava after we were finished. We were so dehydrated.
Yeah, never called me.
No, certainly
no,
didn't
not once.
Yeah,
last time you went was to go see the Dunns, right? Dunham.
My last trip was to the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Bam!
Bam!
And that was...
Hashtag bam!
September? Something like that? Last September? So it's almost been... Or maybe it was like March-ish. I don't know what the hell it was.
Sometime.
Yeah, it was warm, if I recall. So yeah, it was September.
Didn't call me then?
No, I really didn't. I did the hell out of not calling you.
Yeah, you really... I don't know. I could show you why I love New York. It'd be very easy for me.
Hold on. You have to pause the show and then say, let me show you New York.
Let me show you my New York.
And then if we had a production, there would just be like a...
Shut up, Ruth.
Ruth, where was the production on Eva's Show Me My New York?
I
want the music from like Malibu Stacy introducing her world.
I can, you know, if we ever make it to New York together, I can show you a lot of cool things. Why I love New York, and I can show you the cheap New York, the New York I came to make my home for many years.
Can I show you my Richmond?
I would love that.
Where?
I actually would love to go to Richmond. I, like, am poo-pooing on Richmond just to piss you off.
It really will.
I literally have been there once when Al went to the National Geography Bee.
There's a chain, again, I owe Erin on this one. There's a chain. She's from the Carolinas, so she knew about this place called Cookout. And those from the Carolinas and, I guess, Southern Virginia. And they just, by the way, I mean just, I think, cut the ribbon on their northernmost location in Fredericksburg, which is about an hour south of us right now.
About an hour, right?
Imagine Checkers, like the double drive-through line. Mm-hmm. You can't actually sit inside it, but where the food won't give you Ebola. The food is delicious. Where you can get French fries, onion rings, and hush puppies.
I love hush puppies.
Where Saturday after the show, Jerry and I already riding a high like Cheech and Chong. Figurative high. Snarf high.
Starve high.
Not pot high. We go to cookout, and I get a milkshake. I go banana pudding, my good people.
I love banana pudding.
And it's too thick to actually suck through the straw, so I open it up. Piles of hand-crushed vanilla wafers inside it, along with big chunks of real banana.
Dude, my mouth is watering.
I know. I can see your nipples through your little pockets on the front of your shirt.
Really? They're,
yeah, you look like a pit bull that had kids. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm like touching.
Yeah, you're actually rubbing them.
I'm like, you can? Wow.
Pat, pat, pat. Yeah, I can see your nips like you can see mine at all times. My gross orangutan tits. That's what they are. Just those floppy silverback great ape tits just spilling over a big pot belly.
Oh, tell me more about the milkshake.
The milkshake was amazing.
Tell me more about that milkshake, baby.
We also had a Carolina style burger. What is that? Just a delicious beef patty.
Mm-mm.
Killer bun.
Mm.
Why are you going to barf? What's wrong with you?
I'm not. I'm like getting excited.
Oh, you're doing it with your cheeks with your mouth full going. That's like me trying. That's when you're drunk, but you're also tired.
Yeah.
And you vomited in your mouth.
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
I can make it to the toilet before this is an issue. But then the second wave comes out and knocks out the first wave. You're just like Brother Bluto.
You just spit like right on me. It landed like right on my eyebrow.
Just wipe it in. It's great moisturizer. Ugh, don't do that. We have a Carolina burger.
Okay.
Which is a burger topped with a full onion slice, yellow mustard, a huge thing of coleslaw, and then chili dumped on top of that.
Oh, God. You guys eat each one? We
each ate a burger, a 12-pack of Hush Puppies, a milkshake, and then we got two orders of chicken fingers for the ride back. And then Jerry said we also have to go to Krispy Kreme. Because as we're leaving, he sees the just cooked or like still hot sign on
still
the side.
Hot, Krispy.
Still hot. And he's like, we have a detour to make. And so I'm sitting there, chicken finger in one hand, Krispy Kreme in the other, like Henry the Eighth. Just like, it doesn't get better than this. Like, Poison Ivy could have given me a lap dance.
And get off me!
Get off me, bitch! There's Nilla wafers in that shake! I would have taken Jerry's coffee from Krispy Kreme and hurled it in her goddamn face to get through the cookout line faster.
Like, Henry.
Don't keep me from my love, you whore!
I'm just imagining you in like a Henry VIII outfit.
Oh, God,
like, with the hat.
Oh, yeah.
And his big cheeks.
Just filled.
And his pantaloons. And he's holding.
Oh, we had to undo our belts in the car.
And his pantaloons.
Yeah,
and his little shoes.
Three different foods in his cheeks. Barbecue sauce stains on his little genie shoes. Almost. Yes. That's what I'm picturing.
That's what it is. There's little shoes that go like that at the tip.
Oh, man.
And a flask of ale.
Just beheading every wife that isn't giving me a baby.
That won't bear me a son.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I think we can punch out on that.
Okay,
everything we
I
didn't
so
get to
too.
Is evergreen as hell.
No, that was so good. John the Eighth. It's my favorite
Johnny
thing ever.
The Eighth. Well, Eva.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me for another great show, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
Show again. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That's why we call it Papa's Basement. Mm-hmm. Not because it's a creepy sex dungeon thing. In papasbasement.com, show's website. Go there for a bunch of my writing, which I like to think is funny. My mom says it's funny, so it has to be funny. Also have every show we've ever done there. So that's the easiest way to get a hold of us. If you want to help our numbers, if you want to help our cause, first of all, you can contact me in papasbasement@gmail.com or via facebook.com/papasbasement or at papasbasement. Eva, by the way, on Twitter, at Orchard Eva.
Yep.
Just do that. I'll send you a crap ton of stickers you can destroy your city with. I don't care what natural beauty it has. What is that city in Brazil where like every 6 weeks you'll see a Facebook article from a friend like Sao Paulo They're like, they did away with like all billboards and the city's natural beauty came
through.
Shut up. I want to send 6,000 Papa's Basement stickers down to Sao Paulo and have someone
to destroy.
Oh, just make it look like the holes in a Swiss cheese slice. Black sticker here, black sticker there. My face in the middle of it all. If you want to help our numbers, get that crap, get the word out on the show, but subscribe on iTunes. Just put in iTunes and Papa's Basement, and that'll give you the direct link. It's also on the website. Give us a rating. That helps a ton. Last but not least, find us on Stitcher if you're a Droid guy and can't do the iTunes route. And we say use Droid if you are foreign, a nerd, or you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's it. Oh, contribute to the Kickstarter. Spookies.
Yeah, Spookies.
Kickstarter. S-P-O-O-K-I-E-S. Kickstarter. And that's going on for about a week still. All right. Till the next one.
Later.
Bam.
Bam.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.